Moments of Melody coming your way, the program with some music for your heart. On an American troop ship during the Second World War, the soldiers crowded around their chaplain asking, "Do you believe in hell?" He answered, "I do not." "Well then," they said, "will you please resign? For if there is no hell, we don't need you. And if there is a hell, we don't want you to lead us astray." In our verses today, the Lord Jesus speaks very plainly on the subject of hell. According to Dr. Luke, the Lord Jesus speaking. "There was a rich man once that was clothed in purple and lawn and feasted sumptuously every day. And there was a beggar called Lazarus who lay at his gate covered with sores, wishing that he could be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, but none was ready to give them to him. The very dogs came and licked his sores. Time went on. The beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abram's bosom. The rich man died too and found his grave in hell. And there in his suffering he lifted up his eyes and saw Abram far off and Lazarus in his bosom. He said with a loud cry, 'Father Abraham, take pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am tormented in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'My son, remember that thou didst receive thy good fortune in thy lifetime, and Lazarus no less his ill fortune. Now he is in comfort, and thou in torment. And besides all this, there is a great gulf fixed between us and you, so that there is no passing from our side of it to you, and no crossing over to us from yours.' Whereupon he said, 'Then, Father, I pray thee, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren. Let him give these a warning, so that they may not come in their turn into this place of suffering.' Abraham said to him, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to these.' 'They will not do that, Father Abraham,' said he. 'But if a messenger came to them from the dead, they will repent.' He answered him, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will be unbelieving still, though one should rise from the dead.'" Did you catch the key to the passage? It was the word repent. The rich man was not in hell because he was rich. He had not been repentant. He wanted someone to go to his brothers and urge them to repent. Sometime along through his life, Lazarus had repented and believed, but not the rich man. How about you? Have you repented of your sin?